So we were continuing on Daf Chet, and the Gemara continues on the Mishnah's comments about kitniot. So a kitniot mi sheichbor, and when you sift the dirt from them, that's considered the end of the process. So there is an exception, right? The exception to the rule that we've been talking about, that you don't separate things until gemar melacha, until it's chayev. So tani. If you have these kitniot, you can sift some of them. It doesn't seem to go against the rule, so that's what we're going to talk about, right? Meaning it seems to contradict the Mishnah's rule that unsifted kitniot are not considered fully processed. So, Omar, Rabbi Ila, Shekein Derech Balei Batim Liot Machnisan L'toch Batein. So even though the Mishnah says that these are considered not fully processed, and therefore you normally can't separate Truma and Maaser, here is different, because for Balaba, sometimes homeowners, my private people, do in fact eat it a little bit with some dirt in it. And therefore, if you are only intending to sift some of them, so then it becomes... then all of it becomes chayev, because that's the Gemar Malacha, and then you can sift from part of it on the other. So my time, mom. And why do people eat it this way? Go to the pasuk in Yeshayahu, we'll follow the Rosh really here. He says, right, the pasuk translates as the ox trainers and the donkey drivers who work the land will eat unadulterated produce, meaning these people will eat it, more naturally. Okay, so kavar b'shut hektish. What if you sifted it while it belongs to hektish ufidayo, and then you redeem it? Me'achar shu yochal lochal mimenu arai. So since you can eat it, as a snack, va'achshav shin yochal lochal mimenu arai. But now, if it had not been hektish, you wouldn't be able. Kamisha also maser b'shut hektish. Do we say that it's as if you did the Gemara Malacha? Hektish upater? Oh, lo, right? So, again, as we said, normally, if you do the Gemara Malacha while it is in the Rishut of Hektish, so that creates a Ptur. But here, it's a weird case, because it's, on the one hand, yes, it's Gemara Malacha. On the other hand, you don't always need it. So, is it going to be enough to create the Ptur or not? So, hat evruchenina vatani shila vekipa Rishut Hektish. The Braita says that if you draw wine from the cistern and put it in the barrel and you skim it while it's an ekdish and then you repot it, you're potter. And this is, right, the functional equivalent just by wine as it is of the sifting by the legumes. Right now, this Braita is following Rabbi Kiva's position that we have in Bava Metzia, that wine reaches the Gemar Malacha when it's taken out of the cistern, placed in barrels, and then skimmed. Although when we saw in our Mishnah, it was skimmed in the cistern. So Gemara answers. So Amar Rabbi Yudan. So Rabbi Yudan says they're not the same, because Taman EF Shlo Yishlo Yikve. By wine, if you want to drink it, you have to at some point skim it. And that's why it's considered Gemar Malacha. The whole point here is that Beramacha, Efshar Shalolavar, Lechbar, you don't have to. Damar Ravi Lahu Alafim Ayarim Vechule. Right? So maybe they're not parallel. So this is the Gra. The Rash, Tzurilio, says, Mishani, the shiny Kvarmi Kolhani. To the forest of Ilad, the Derech Balavatam is in Hilka Choshev Klisha Lichuda Gemar Malacha called him Hektish Umachayev. Below Adi Hektish Umafkala. He says, no, the Chiddush here is that because not everyone sifts it, so the Gemar Malacha was an earlier stage, and therefore by the time you did this, it had already been Chayev before it got to Hektish. And then therefore they are different. Okay, now the Gemara quotes another Braita, which is talking about the Gemar Malacha of these kitniot. So Tani Aval Kolei Dumitacharek Ochel. You can catch the legumes that fall out from under the sea before they get to the ground and eat them. Meaning, even though it's the Gemar Malacha is when they're sifted, the ones that fall out, so those are not considered nigmar malacha. If you catch them in the air, and therefore you can still eat it. You can still eat it. All right. The Rosh Tirilio says it's not just ones that happen to fall, it's the different size ones. The larger ones are the ones that are called. Right? This is Gemara Malacha of sifting is only for the larger ones, but the smaller ones that aren't the right size for the sieve to begin with, so then it's not going to be Gemara Malacha for them. Okay. So now we go to two reasons for this. So Rav Chisda Amar Shein Mechusar and L'Ruach, because while they're falling, they still aren't clean, right? Because they, and Rav Ila B'Shem Rav Yasa Shein Mechusar Nicha, that they haven't settled. What's really significant is that, basically it settled down, and then it would be considered Gemara Malacha. So Gemara says, wait a second, but then we learn the Mishnah of Yayin Misha, that when it wa from wine is when you skim the peels and the seeds. So Madam Nicha Nicha. So if you say, well, it hasn't settled, so in here, you can collect the wine before it settles in the cistern. But Man Dam Rashim L'ruach, but if you say that it's they need to be cleansed in the air, so until right by the wine, and therefore they're not finished yet, but the fall of the wine into the cistern doesn't contribute to the cleansing process, right? So again, so if your argument by the kitnia was that it needs to actually fall through the air to be cleansed, and therefore it's not gemar lacha until it does that, well, that's not true by wine. So he says mechosar bishmarav. Well, no, it is sort of. It's still the sediments haven't all fallen out, so it also not for the same reason, but it hasn't been fully clean, and therefore it hasn't had gemar malacha. So other Reuven bar Gidol v'hatanina, we learn our Mishnah that Hashem and shared l'uka that oil the gemar malacha is from when it goes to the trough. And the Mishnah then says that even though the oil went into the trough, you can take oil from the sack or from the millstone. So Manu Nicha Nicha, if it's that they haven't settled yet, so that's the same thing there. But Manu on the Ruach, but if they need to go through the air, right, that's not true by the oil. So he said Chotzer no, well, there's a parallel there. It still needs to be cleaned out. It needs to be clarified. It's cloudy. So yeah, it isn't. It doesn't have Gemar Malacha. So now the Braita continues, and he says, okay, so when does oil become full tefel? If you were eating something with oil, which is tefel, but you were eating it awry, which is mutter, and then Shabbat came, and Shabbat, as we saw, is one of the six things that makes it, you have to eat it. Right now, you have to be maser before you eat it. Oh, shenat lo namach, or you give it to someone else. Lo nitbal. Now, why not? We'll see, right? Why is Shabbat here going to be the exception, or why is this exception to the Shabbat rule? It's on a wafer, it's in a platter, and then it's right. Even though normally, right, Shabbat makes something kefah, so here it isn't because it's right. Again, this is just exceptional. Exceptional. The Marfulda says. And this is just not nikpah, right? Meaning, there are certain things that it's like objective. These are not, it's not the normal keva, and therefore it doesn't matter that Shabbat came. It's not magic. Now the Rosh Tirilio says no. It's not because it's not keva. It's because mishum devei shemen tocha chamito v'tamchui. He says the reason that that Shabbos Kobe is because of the Achila. But if you are right, so right, if it's in the middle, mixed in another dish, so then, I don't know, it's batel that or something. But if it separates, then yeah, right, it's part of the achilat Shabbat. Right? The Gra is even clearer, right? The point is the Eina Tevel Be'eino, right? But if it's Be'en, so then it would be. So therefore, well, not in Bitzlochin, it was in a flask, and the oil is separate, so then in fact it would be Chayev. Rabbi Yosi, I feel not in Bitzlochin, not in Bitzlochin, even if it's in a flask, it won't be. It won't be made Tevel for reasons that we will explain. So Amar Rabbi Yirmi of Ein Shabbat Tovelet, Ein Mekach Tevel. He said, "How could you say that? Didn't we just say that Shabbat and Mekach in his Tevel? Isn't that the whole point?" So Amar Leish Rabbi Yossi says, "Kahi the Amar Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Zera, Yonet Rabbi Zera b'shem Rabbi Lazar, Av Mashe b'lagin lo nitval. Even what's in the pitcher is not Tevel." Because you're going to put it back into something that hasn't had Gmar Malach. I mean, you put it back into the cistern. So here, the oil in the flask is not considered Tevel through Shabbat or a sale, because the extra oil is going to be put back, and therefore it's not processed. Right. So normally, if something, right, is not going to go back and be actively like reprocess, that's going to be the case. But here, and it's going to go back, and it's going to be, the processing is going to continue. So then, we would say that it's even Shabbat is not enough to be koveh. Okay, we'll continue with this discussion next time.